NJOTR, NJOTR, W2T.
This is NJOTR, good morning, Rusty.
Yeah, it is still morning, isn't it? And how you doing today?
Making it anyways. Those pills that you mean make me kind of, crummy.
KQ4, LLO's mobile also.
Station recognize it. Well, I'll tell you what, Tom, I figure they make you loopy instead of, something else, but, that's the way it is. I got Dave over here working today, working on my air conditioner for me. So, anyway, the mobile station, go ahead.
KQ4 LOO, I recently got my new antenna. I'm just wondering how I'm coming in.
Oh, you're full quieting. Your rig's doing fine. This is NJOTR. My name's Tom, and I'm located in Greer. Go ahead, Rusty.
Yeah, you're coming in fine. There's a little bit of white noise, but there's also a little bit of that on top signal. Probably everybody's right now. But you're doing good. Your antenna's working fine. Not a problem there. And I'm over here in Spartanburg area, so you're doing a good job. Go ahead.
I'm currently in Piedmont, South Carolina. Getting ready to go in to work before long. I've been waiting for somebody else to come on and hear me and see how I sounded.
Great signal. And Rusty, I sound a little stopped up. I got one side of my nose plugged up with Kleenex and the other side's open. Anyways, with my experience with Dave, you got a very fine technician there, a very fine gentleman, and I have an HVAC license from many years ago, and I can tell you, he's at the top of his game, so you made a good choice.
Oh, yeah. Oh, yeah, I knew that when I first talked to him and all. Not quite what we originally planned to do, but he's moved my condenser unit from one side of the porch where it was down right among the trees. He got it up into a clear area up on the other side. He's putting me up a new thermostat today, remaking sure a couple of my vents, the feed lines coming to a couple of my vents going into the house are back up against the bottom of the floor and up where they're supposed to be instead of letting hot air or cold air, depending upon the season, go underneath the house. So that's what's going on here. And everything else, I'm just doing some work here, and I just thought I'd check on you and see what was going on, Tom. And good to hear you do it. And the other station, you're coming in real good from Piedmont, not a problem. Your signal is good, and you're doing a good job. Over.
I appreciate it, y'all. Blow out.
KQ4LOO, 73, place is all mine. And Rusty, keeping that condenser clean and away from the leaves is very good advice. You can just take a hose and wash that out every few months. You can ask Dave about that.
Remember, he's going to run back over this way next week with his cleaning stuff, with his cleaning thing, and pull the hose around there and hose it out himself. This makes it also put you closer, more accessible to the hose and to the hose, too. It gets it away. Like I said, it gets it away from the end of the house where the trees hang over it real heavy and everything. So, and also I got had some vines growing up underneath there that I had to spray with weed killer during the summer. So, anyway, just thought I'd call you and see what you're doing, see how you were doing today, and make sure you are still up above the ground instead of below it, you know?
Good. Not doing too bad. That antiviral medicine makes me a little crummy, nauseous feeling. But, that aluminum cleaning solution that they use does a much better job than just washing it off with a hose, but just blowing it out, keeping it clean. It makes your system run efficiently. If it doesn't, the condenser can't condense the Freon properly. So leaves over at my kids' lake house is an extremely bad problem, I can tell you that for sure. I might tell them about Dave, because they're not too far from me, about 15 minutes, 10, something like that, We're on Lake Lyman.
He's over there near you anyway, so. Oh, anyhow, and I showed that video of your daughter playing the flute down there in New Orleans to a friend of mine, and he thoroughly enjoyed it. So, and he's another musician like you and I. He used to be a band director too. So, he's a good musician. He played with the National Guard band here in South Carolina, and also with. Also, he was with the one of the big army bands when he was on back when he was on active duty, so he knows all about it. Anyway, I thought I'd give you a holler and see how you were doing today.
I appreciate that, and I appreciate you sharing that with folks. It's just like any other instrument. There are flute players, and there are flute players, and I played French horn, and there are horn players, and then again, there are other horn players. And I've been to the International Horn Convention in right down there by Dallas Tech, University of Texas, and spent a week down there and really enjoyed it and heard some of the best horn players in the world. And Shelly's up there at the peak of her game right now. She's getting older, and one of these days she'll have to quit. But just to pick up and improvise like that's pretty amazing to me.
Homer, he plays trumpet, flugelhorn, and he can play French horn and a few other different horns. He's good at that. Like I said, he was a band director for 30-some years finished up his band director program at over here at Burns High School, where he was the assistant to the head director there. So anyway, it's one of those things. Anyway, well, you have a good one. Let me get back over here to what I'm doing, and hopefully Dave will be ready to turn the power back on so I can have heat in this house again. Right now, it's just staying warm by virtue of the fact that I'm sitting back in the computer radio room, and I'm getting heat from computers and radios, so it's keeping it warm in here, and I've also got a cup of coffee, too. So anyway, I'll catch up to you later. You have a good afternoon, and I'll talk to you after a while. N0TR, W2T.
Okay, say hi today from us, and I'll talk to you later, W2T, N0TR, 73.